This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There are more than 800,000 Catholics in Colorado, and for the next 8 days, they'll be mourning the death of Pope Francis. Regis University President Salvador Aceves met Pope Francis in 2024 at the Vatican, part of a gathering of Catholic university leaders.
He, in a very tender and a very gentle way, brought our group together and said, "Let's all pray together. Let's all think about what calls us to do the mission and God's work." And so we all held hands and we said the Lord's Prayer. And that was such a tender moment. It was a moment filled with joy, and it was a moment filled with hope and love. And I just felt that it really brought us together, both as a group, but also through the Spirit.
Aceves says Francis's influence as a Jesuit shaped a vision of the church that engaged deeply with modern issues like climate change, inequality, and migration.
His vision of the Catholic Church really is one that I believe engages the most pressing needs in our society. Talking about issues of migration, and particularly those that experience injustice around the world. And so how do we respond to a climate crisis in a thoughtful and caring way?
Services and vigils will continue for the coming week as Catholics in the state and worldwide remember Francis. He was 88. Landlords in Colorado will have to be more transparent about the full cost of living in their buildings under a new law signed by Governor Jared Polis. The law targets so-called junk fees, recurring charges that get tacked on to tenants' bills. Now, landlords will have to explain the fees they charge and include them in their advertised rates. This is CPR News in KRCC.